Hey, I wanted to do a quick note because we've received a few questions about what we're trying to accomplish. First off, C and I understand that this case has been cold for 25 years, and we don't expect to find a massive pile of information sitting in a box somewhere. This isn't the first case we've worked on, and while our goal is to raise awareness and get people talking about what happened, we know the chances of uncovering the missing piece is low. That doesn't mean it's not worth investigating. And as we've said, someone knows what happened to this girl. And perhaps this podcast will point us in their direction. This is what all of this is about. The goal is the driving factor behind the Devon is missing site. That maybe, just maybe, we can get those answers. So, to those who have posted on the site, keep doing it. To those who say the site is nothing more than a single homepage with a blinking cursor, well, sometimes you need to look a little deeper, because the clues are always there.